Hello, 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 you guys. Welcome back to another episode. Honestly, you guys, I genuinely feel like I'm starting to get a hang of this. I really feel like I'm getting a hang of interviewing people and asking the right questions and when to chime in and when not to chime in. So I definitely feel like this episode is one of my better ones. Of course, I mean, practice makes perfect, right? But I had so much fun interviewing Jake Fleming. He works in the entertainment industry. He has been an actor, a model, and now he's popping off on social media. So we get to know Jake Fleming's story, how he does everything, and of course, tips and tricks on how to kind of do what he's doing if you're interested in that. So let's just get straight into the episode. Hey guys, it's Jordan Byers, and you're listening to Chit Chat with Joby. Let's get right into the episode.
Oh my God, you're in your freaking Tesla?
Literally just posted up outside my office right now, and people are just like walking by staring at me like, what the fuck are you doing?
Okay, but you look so hot. Look at you.
I'm like sweating like a greasy pig right now.
So we go to school and we met through school, but we never really hung out or got to really get to know each other very well. And so I just thought it would be great to, one, not only get to know you better, but also bring you on my podcast because I think that you're so cool and I would love for everybody to know about you.
Yes, that's so wonderful. I'm so happy that you reached out to me. I was like, oh my God, this sounds amazing. Like, I'm so down for this. Like, let's chat.
Amazing.
It's like long overdue.
For sure. I feel like we need to go get coffee or something as soon as all this craziness is over.
Honestly.
Okay, so I think you should just jump straight into it. Just tell us a bit about your background, your age, where you came from, what you're doing. Just tell us the full story of how you got to where you are now.
Okay, so I've always been interested in the entertainment business, basically like everything revolving around it, whether it be film, music, fashion, theater, whatever it is, like I'm always down for it. And like, I've always been so interested in it. And it all started when I visited my aunt and uncle who currently live out here and have lived out here for God knows how long. And they are really successful people within the entertainment business. And they have helped me gain like an understanding of the business and like have given me opportunities that like I never could have imagined. And I'm very grateful for them and the connections that they have like brought my way. But anyways, they're probably the ones that got me into it most, as well as my grandmother who like literally put me into, what is it? Like community theater when I lived back on the East Coast. Like she really got me into it. And then I started when I was like 10 and then just fucking went for it ever since. So yeah, ever since I was like 10 years old, I've just been living for the entertainment business. And when I was graduating high school, I was like, wow, I just want to move out to LA full time. And I was like super into fashion, which is why I found FITM. So FITM came into my life. I made a giant move by myself to LA and literally like went into FITM's student housing, and it was like the fucking worst thing. Like, and I didn't know my roommates, they were all random, and I ended up being super friendly with one of the girls, and I still talk to her right now, but it just like was not a vibe. Like, I had to get out of there as soon as possible. So then I found an apartment close by, moved in, all of that. And now that brought me to like where I am today. So I did FITM. I just finished the 2-year program for merchandise product development. And I'm just like kind of floating right now. I'm not sure if I want to do another two or if I do, I'm just gonna play it by ear because currently I don't really need to go back, but I could if I wanted to, and I always know that the option's there. But yes,
Right.
graduated FITM. It was the best experience ever. It gave me so much insight into like the fashion industry that I never thought about before. Like I thought I knew about fashion, and then I went to FITM and I was like, wow, I'm an idiot. Like I literally
Right.
know anything about fashion. And it helped so much in all aspects, whether it be business or like the fashion design side. Like it covered everything and I was like so thankful for it. And it's really helped me get to where I am currently and has helped me, I don't know, gain all of the things that I currently have just because of the knowledge that I gained from FITM. So I definitely would say that it was very helpful to go there, and I'm happy that I went to school.
So, what are you doing career-wise now? Like, you're outside your office. Where do you work?
So currently, I've gotten like all over, and not all of it is fashion related. I've just had like different opportunities come my way, and I've just taken them, not trying to follow the same like wavelength, whether it be fashion, but like I've done a lot of like social media stuff for companies. And where I currently work right now, and I work here with my boyfriend, we work at the same place, which is like so fun. We work at this auction house called ScreenBid, and we basically host like literally every TV show and movie. We host like all of their props, costumes, set pieces, like literally anything you can think of. So we're working on like a million shows at a time. So I do all of the creative and like marketing, and I basically curate what's going to be put onto our retail site or what's going to be put into the auction. And that's basically what I do all day. And I pick pieces of like, oh, this is going to be dope. Like, let's put these in, or like, let's send out a newsletter for like this launch or whatever. And we're currently working with HBO, Warner Brothers, like huge studios. And we're getting some Netflix stuff as well, which is crazy. And it's just cool to like interact with these studios and fan bases that are like so obsessed with the shows. Like, they'll literally buy underwear for like 10 grand. It's like
Oh
insane.
my gosh.
It's so crazy. Like, we sold Walter White's underwear from Breaking Bad for like 10 grand. It was so insane. I
That's kind of gross though.
know, people will ask if it's like washed and shit. It's so weird. But yeah, it's really fun. And the pieces that we get to see, like some of the designer pieces, is like so insane. Like the like high-end couture shit that we get in like full on like plastic bags with like fucking room temperature boxes and like all this shit. It's crazy.
Wow, that is so cool.
Inside comes in for me to like curate what we're gonna put in. I'm like, okay, this is like dope for like what season we're in right now. Like people would love to see this, and like I take my knowledge from FITM and like use it in that sense. So it's definitely interesting.
So, what does your boyfriend do there?
So he handles all of the more like business shit. I'm always going to be the creative one, obviously. Like I'm just a fucking psycho about that. He handles more of the business stuff, so like fulfillment and customer service and basically the behind the scenes of like what runs this company.
Okay. How did you two meet?
So I lived at Atelier in downtown, which was like across from Whole Foods, and his building, which was 825, the really, really tall one, was like right across the street. And he knew my roommate that lived with me at Atelier personally, but I didn't meet him like ever. He like came into our apartment once, and then I was like, hey, like didn't even know that he was gay. I was like, whatever. And time goes on. Fast forward like 6 months. We followed each other on social media, And we started talking, started Snapchatting, and then we just started like going out to like Bottega Louie and like going out to dinner and stuff. And we slowly just started like, I don't know, like getting into it more, I guess. And after like the fifth date, it was like around Christmas time, we got like a hotel, and or he got a hotel. Okay, he got a hotel, and that's basically when like everything blossomed. Like I was going back to the East Coast to visit my family, and like that right then and there we were like, oh my god, like let's date, like let's fucking do it. And we like gave ourselves the label, and I started like telling my whole family and everything, and yeah, that's basically like how it happened. It went like really quick. It went from like 0 to 100 in like 5 seconds.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny you say, because me and my boyfriend Louise, the first date we ever went on was at Bottega Louie.
Oh no way. Then,
yeah.
That's so funny.
Now that's like our place. So.
Yeah, I fucking love the vibe there, and like the pastries are everything and more. Mm-hmm. So perfect place to go for a little date.
Oh yeah. Okay, so from what I'm hearing, your transition from Massachusetts to LA was pretty smooth. What was it like growing up in Massachusetts?
Oh, don't even get me started. It was the most tragic thing ever. No, I'm kidding. Like, it was so different. My parents are divorced, so my mom basically, like, raised me with my stepdad. And she fucking did an amazing job, because clearly I did not fall through like cracks with my parents being divorced. Like I had a very smooth like upbringing, like nothing was ever strange, like it was like normal. And I did a lot of theater when I was in Boston. I was like a weird theater kid for a minute. Then I went to high school, and that's when I started getting into social media. And I wasn't doing it like I am doing it now. I was just like interested in it, and I was like, wow, I love social media, like this is like what I want to do. And my friend Caitlin, who's like still my bestie, love her to death, like popped off on YouTube, and I was like, wow, like I definitely want to do this too. And she basically took like me and like her friend group under her wing, and like we created this like whole thing back home. And what's so weird is like we'll walk around back home, and it's like her platform was like so well known on the East Coast that like she literally couldn't go anywhere for like 2 seconds without being like bombarded by people. And she created this like whole amazing thing, and like I've always been so fucking proud of her, and because I've always been like by her side, and it's like Sharpay and fucking Ryan through high school. And she basically like got me into like moving out here, and like just the whole vibe that I have right now is like basically like because of her. Like she helped so much, and she blossomed our friendship and our careers like together, which is like amazing.
So how often do you still see her? How often do you see her?
I see her not that much because of Corona, and which sucks, but I did see her like last month. She came to LA for a little bit, picked her up from the airport, hung out for a minute. But normally when COVID's not happening, we see each other like pretty often. I either fly back to the East Coast or she comes here, and she's planning to move out here pretty soon, which is great. So I'll see her a lot then. But even if we're like not with each other constantly, like we still talk all the time, and like we know that it's like never going to change our friendship. So.
Oh yeah. When you find those ride or die friends, you got to keep them close. Yeah. So she kind of, you know, got popular on YouTube, and then you got into it as well. Where do you see yourself going with the whole social media thing?
I definitely want to use it in my advantage for like going further into my career in like the fashion world. I definitely want to create my own brand, or just create a space for people that feel like they don't fit in, I guess, because I wear a mixture of like men's and women's clothing, and that's like my whole thing of my Instagram. Like, I post a lot of like outfit photos and work with a lot of like female targeted brands, and I love being that breaking point for a brand where they can reach a different demographic. They can reach like boys as well, and like I love being able to show that like girls can wear the clothes that I'm wearing and guys can wear the clothes that I'm wearing. And that's really where I want my like platform to get bigger and like show people that like you can wear whatever the fuck you want, like who cares. And that's why I love collaborating with these brands, and like these brands are getting like so interested in collabing with me because they're seeing a turnaround and they're seeing people like the content of me like wearing their like women's clothing that they were literally only collabing with female influencers before. So it's so fun to see and work and build these connections with these companies through what I stand for, I guess. And I really want my platform to like keep growing and like use it as a space for people to like come in and like get style inspo and get more inspiration in like their own fashion and stuff from like what I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm. So please plug your Depop like right now because it's amazing.
Yes. Okay. My Depop is just my name. It's Jake Fleming. And I post like so many different fucking pieces on there from my closet. And yeah, I just have a really like revolving closet.
Oh my gosh. Your closet is amazing. Everything you wear is so trendy. And then you just pop it on Depop and then you keep up with all the trends.
And like, I use that. I don't know if I'm supposed to do this, but like some of the stuff that like brands will send me, like I don't wear or I'll post it. And then I'm able to like sell it on Depop and make like a profit off of what they're sending me.
Right. So honestly, I'm telling you, I would totally buy from your Depop, but I'm a big girl. So I'm 5'11 and I got a big ass. So
skinny, scrawny, like blonde gay boy. My clothes are like smaller. They're fucking like a size zero, which is like insanity. And it's like obviously not like the typical like body shape. Like I'm definitely so fucking skinny, and it's like I've always been like that my whole life. And I try to like, I wear like oversized clothes all the times, and like whenever this was like going into like me wanting to like create a brand, but like with the stuff that I sell on Depop, I try to do like a fluctuation of like sizes so that I can reach not just like one body type, like fucking Brandy Melville. Like I want everyone to shop my Depop. So I try to put in as many like shirt sizes and pant sizes. Obviously pant sizes are hard because that's more targeted at your typical like waist size, but like
yeah.
I'll wear like an extra extra large like sweatshirt, and like that is good for like so many people if you want like an oversized look, or like if you are an extra large, like that's what I want. Like I want my Depop to be curated for all shapes and sizes.
Well, you're killing it. For sure. So are you still modeling and acting?
I am. So I did stop for a while. I used to do it crazy back on the East Coast. Like I would go to New York every weekend for either like a shoot or like a filming of some sort, whether it be a commercial or a music video or a movie. And like I used to be so into it when I was younger, and then I moved out to LA and got into social media and fashion. So I stopped because I was in school and I didn't have enough time to do everything. But I'm definitely getting back into it now, since that goes into like what my uncle does. He's a talent manager, and he is the president of Atlas Entertainment. So he handles like huge fucking like A-list actors. So
whoa.
I have the people walking behind me. I have his connections as well. So whenever I want to start back into it, I have him, and that's what I'm trying to do right now. So he's definitely gotten me a lot of opportunities to do all of that.
Wow, you have a cool uncle.
Yeah, I'm like waiting to sign with the new agency out here. I'm just trying to like get everything settled now that I'm out of school, so that's what I'm trying to do.
So you're like your career goals are kind of all over the place. Like you'll just pop into each industry as you go and see where it goes. Is that how
That's
it
literally
is?
how I've been like my whole life, and I didn't know like how it was gonna turn out, but obviously it turned out somewhat good. And I'm really excited to see like what the future has for me. It's definitely a whirlwind, and nothing is ever, what's the word? Nothing's ever like, oh my God, what's the word? Like set in stone. Like I never
Yeah.
know like what's gonna come my way. I just like play it by ear, and I'm like, fuck it, like let's do it.
But that's the best way to live.
Yeah, and it's so fun. And like, oh my God, another venture that like I'm trying to get into. My boyfriend and I want to start a drop shipping business,
Ooh.
which is like totally different. Like I just like love being like, I'm so entrepreneurial that I literally want to fucking do like everything on my own and like not have a boss and just like be my own boss and like do it all like that. Like that's all I want to do. And so that's why him and I try to do like all these different little like businesses like here and there, and it just creates business for us.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Yeah.
You two are seriously a power couple. I
Thank
love it.
you.
And he has a Tesla too. Like you both are.
Yes! Oh my God. So he was like literally the reason why I got a Tesla. I was like, I don't know what car to get. Like, I need to get a car out here in LA. He was like, get a fucking Tesla. And I was like, okay. And like, I'm very environmentally friendly. And so I knew getting this car was going to be not only like eco-friendly for the environment, but like for my fucking bank account, because you don't have to like pay for gas. And charging is like so easy. It's honestly like the way to go. Like I'll never go back to having a gas car ever.
Really?
Like I can't. I can't. I literally.
Okay, but hold on. Isn't your electricity bill really high though?
Oh, you get like rebates and like all of this shit for having an electric car. Dude, it's insane. Like you get $2,000 back just from having an electric car when you buy it, which is like unheard of. And then you have all these other perks. So like you get to go in like the express lanes for free just because you have an electric car. And then your electric bill, it's literally does nothing to your electric bill, because you can tell your electric company or whatever if that you have an electric car. And they like bring it down a certain percentage just because.
Wow.
But there's like all these other perks that I didn't even know about, and I was like, wow, I love this. And they're just like so sleek. The fucking technology inside of them is like insane. Like I can literally just post up and watch Netflix on my screen right now. Like there's YouTube and Netflix and like all this stuff. Like I can never go back. Like I definitely would if I were to like get like a supercar, like
Yeah.
those obviously are not electric, but like for now, this is like the perfect thing. Like it's so economically friendly and it's just perfect. I just love it.
Wow. No, it definitely seems like the way to go, especially in LA where,
So many different classes here. Yeah.
and you can go in the express lane, the fast lane.
Yeah, it's so worth it. It's so worth it.
Wow. Okay, I'm definitely, taking notes over here, figuring out like how to get this because I need it in my life. I love Teslas.
They're so pretty, like the white seats, oh,
Does
everything.
it get like, okay, like if you're wearing black jeans, will it scuff on the seats?
I haven't seen anything crazy going on with my car. Like I wear black a lot and I don't see anything. Like it's just either stains from me being a fucking bitch like eating food in my car, but like that's about it. And it cleans very easily. Like I just take a wipe and it's gone.
Okay. I'm getting all the tips.
Leather, it's like vegan leather, like whatever they say, but it's like so, it's the most luxurious vegan leather I've ever felt in a car before.
Oh my gosh. Okay, like I could honestly talk about cars all day.
Me too. Oh my God. I love cars. They're just so fun.
But we need some advice from you. So when it comes to being a model, an actor, and in social media, what are your advice for people who want to be doing what you're doing?
Okay. So whenever people ask me this, I always give like a similar answer, just because it's basically what I did and like what I follow, and I've noticed like great things with it. So obviously to always be authentic to yourself, like never try to be someone else just to get clout or followers, because like people are going to see right through you and be like, bye, like, sorry. Like, I don't want to like listen to this like person talk about like fake shit all the time. Like, it's always good to be authentic, and that's how you'll like grab an audience, which I've noticed. And being like relatable to a specific target and like being true to yourself, people are going to accept that and like love you for you, and will just like latch onto you because they'll think you're like so interesting. And like everyone has their own unique thing that like people are gonna love. Like people always think like, oh, I'm boring, like I could never do it. Like, no bitch, you're not boring. Like, fucking you, everyone has their own unique little thing that there will be. There's fucking 8 billion, 7 billion people on this planet. There's going to be an audience that loves you for you and like wants to hear what you have to say, and people just need to go for it. Like, I have so many friends that are like, oh, I want to start YouTube, I want to start social media, but I'm scared. Like, I get it. It's scary. And there's like so much that comes with being like an influencer or being a personality at all. Like, you have to like hold up this like,
I don't standard. Know. You have a standard for yourself.
Exactly. And it is stressful. Like, social media is stressful, and you have to have the mindset to be able to have to deal with people who don't personally like you, and like you have to deal with people that are gonna say stupid things just because they're jealous of like you living your best life. Like, there's things that come with it that suck, but it's worth it in the end if you can inspire someone. Mm-hmm. So that's what I look at it as, like, that for social media. For acting and modeling, it's, you need to have the drive to be able to deal with rejection, just because rejection comes with everything in the entertainment business. Like, you need to learn to love the word no, because you're going to hear no more than you're ever going to hear yes. So you just have to not let the word no put a damper in your day and just keep pushing, because there's always going to be a light at the end of the tunnel, and you're always going to, there's going to be something that you're going to land that could possibly change your life forever. So you just always need to have that in the back of your mind and have the drive. And if you want to do it, and this is what you want to do for the rest of your life, that you're just going to push and push and push until it happens.
I love that. I seriously love that. So from what I'm hearing, have you had a positive experience with social media? Have you ever had to deal with negativity over there?
Yes. I have had like a lot of like negative thoughts in the beginning of like social media before I like gained the confidence and like fully coming out. Like, I always used to post on social media, and like people would always comment like fag and shit on my pictures, or be like, kill yourself or whatever. Like,
oh my gosh.
Normal shit. And what's crazy is like that used to happen when like I had literally like zero followers, when I had like maybe like 3,000, and I was like, why are people like hating on me? Like, I'm literally just like this small town kid trying to like thrive, and like I wasn't even out at the time. And then when I came out on social media and I was like, I finally moved to LA and I was like finally getting into like my sense of style and like finally like having it click, is when all the hate went away and it was like only praise. And now it's all I see. Like, I got to a point, like, yeah, there's like maybe like one comment where it's like faggot or something like that. Like, I don't even care. It's like awful. Like, people just say that because they see somebody like doing well and they don't like it. or they like somebody's like sexual preference just because of like the way they were brought up. That's like their problem, but like I don't need their problems on my Instagram, so I just delete it. So I just always just like blow by it, and it's given me such a thick skin. But now I just like get praise, and it's wonderful. And like especially being in like 2020, people are like so accepting of like everything, and our society has come a long way, but needs way more coming, because there's some crazy ass things still going on, especially within the LGBTQ community. Mm-hmm. And I love being an idol or an like inspiration for kids that are either trying to come out or already gay and out and just need help, or like a somebody to look at to like inspire them to like wear whatever they want or be whoever they want. So it's really great to see that growth within like social media, because I didn't always have that at all.
Okay, so with the positivity on social media, was it always positive back in high school, middle school? Like, what was your experience with that?
So I used to get bullied a lot in high school for doing social media and doing theater and like being flamboyant. The girls always loved me. The
fucking of course.
Always had such a fucking issue. And I knew that whenever I would wear something rad to school or something dope, like I wore Yeezys to school, and literally every fucking football kid was like, oh my God, like, where'd you get those? Like, was up my ass. And I was like, now you're trying to talk to me? Like, bye. Like, get away from me. Like, you literally just like bullied the shit out of me yesterday, and now you're trying to talk to me. Like, absolutely not. And what's weird is like now on like social media, they all follow me, and it's like, what the fuck? Like, why are you such an asshole in high school? And like, now you're trying to like get my ass. I just don't get it.
Oh my gosh. I relate so hard to that, because my social media kind of popped off when I was a junior or senior in high school. And I literally had only like a handful of friends. And then all of a sudden, when things start popping off for me, people think, oh, let me slide in the DMs. Let's be friends. Let's hang out. Like, I'm just like, hold up, honey, because I recall back in the day, you wanted nothing to do with me. And now you want everything to do with me.
Like that. It's always fucking like that. They only hate you until they can try to get something out of you. And it's like, bitch, no, you're not getting any of you. Like, I work for this shit. Like, I like don't want to be friends with you. Like, you're a horrible person. Like, I don't care.
Oh my gosh, I totally agree. Okay, a few more questions and then I'll let you go, because I know you're a busy man. But when it comes to growth on social media, like solid tips, is there like some type of tags that you're using, hashtags? Like, what are you using for the algorithm?
Yeah. So for Instagram, it's kind of different now, but before I was working with brands, I used to just tag brands like in other big pages that people follow for style. I would always tag them, and there would literally be like fucking 12 tags in like the photo. And people would see it when they would go into those pages, like tagged photos, and they would be like, oh, like click it. And I started noticing that I was gaining followers from that, and it was getting more likes. And when I used to use hashtags, I noticed that using specific ones, it would like, depending on how many likes it was getting in like the span of like an hour, it would get like either pushed to the top of the hashtag page or towards the top so that people would see it. And then, you know, when you like go into your impressions and you can like see how many impressions it got from like your home or explore or like the hashtags. The hashtags were like always 10 times more than like everything else. And I was like,
oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, I never even like knew that hashtags would work. And that's when it like started going crazy. And then once I started like working with brands started like reposting, which obviously when the brands reposted, it was like inevitable for people to start following you. If like a brand has like 1.8 million followers and they like post you and their post gets like X amount of likes, you're obviously gonna get followers from it.
Right.
So once I started working with brands and I started like posting for them and they started like reposting the photo, that's when I started gaining a lot.
Wow. Okay. That's yeah. really good to know, because I know that a lot of my followers always DM me asking, I would love to be doing what you're doing. And so I like asking people this question because I feel like it varies based on, you know, what community you're in.
Yeah.
So that's really interesting to know that the tags is where you really saw a lot of growth.
Yeah, especially in like fashion, like style and fashion, just those two fucking hashtags are one of the most hashtagged things on Instagram. And like fashion and style is such a huge part of everyone's life, so they're always looking for new clothes. And like personally, for my Explore page on Instagram, it's literally all fashion. It's like fashion bloggers, it's like Jordans, it's like literally everything. And whatever your Explore page is, it's going to be similar to like somebody else's that's looking at the same thing. So your post is going to show up in their stuff. So mm-hmm. like if their posts are showing up in your stuff all the time, that means that your posts are going to show up in their stuff. So it like constantly is just like
the cycle. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like a whirlwind of like all these different like influencers posting similar stuff. And it like everyone just shows up on each other's like Explore page.
Wow. Okay. Because I don't even know much about the Explore page. So thank you.
Yeah, actually,
I appreciate that.
Like help a lot, because on like some of my photos, like I don't use hashtags anymore that much. But a lot of the attention on like my profile is from the Explore page, which is like crazy. And then also I became friends with a lot of other YouTubers, whether it be from Caitlin or just like my personal connection with them, that has also helped a lot in growing my platform, just because whenever we hang out or whatever and we get like tags and other things, like people just come from other people's profiles, and it's just like, that's just how it works.
How were you able to meet them?
So our friend group is like, I don't know, they've always just been friends with influencers, I guess. And Caitlin has become friends with them, and her and I have always just been really good friends. So whenever we're hanging out, like I would meet them, and like that's just like how it would happen. Or either they like they would message me online, or they knew me because of somebody else, or that they would follow me. Like so many like random people followed me within like the last year, and like I used to stalk their Instagrams and stuff, and like now I'm friends with them, and it's like so crazy. It's just crazy to see how like things change, and especially like being in LA, like you're just surrounded by everything, especially like going out. I noticed when COVID wasn't a thing, like going to like clubs and shit and going to like house parties and stuff, like you meet so many people, and like I gained so many friendships from just doing that and being like social in the life of LA, which is nauseating to like think about. Like LA is tiring, and I'm so happy that we're all having like a giant break, because LA needed a fat rewind.
Oh my gosh, I totally agree. When it comes to like the influencer friends that I have, because in the beauty community, there's a lot of fake ass bitches.
I know, it's so bad.
It really is. So tell us about the kind of influencer friends that you have. What are they like? Because I know that a lot of people assume that when you have followers, you're stuck up, you only care about yourself, you care about money and fame, whatever, whatever. So give us the inside scoop.
And I'm so happy that everyone that I'm friends with, minus some of the TikTokers, they are all the most genuine fucking human beings, and they don't, like, yeah, they know that they have a platform, but, like, if you saw them, they're just, like, the most normal people ever. Like, they don't give a fuck that they literally are the most genuine, nice human beings on planet Earth. and they don't walk around like I'm fucking everything, like I'm Kim Kardashian. Like, no, they like are normal people.
That's so nice to hear. Yeah.
It's so refreshing, because like not knowing them and like knowing them is like, I'm like, wow, like I'm so happy you were like the nicest human being ever. Like, I literally I'm gonna have you in my life forever. Like,
oh yeah. I mean, we need more of that in the beauty community, I'm telling you.
Yeah, these are mostly like lifestyle, like just vloggers or just like your typical YouTuber. Like, I don't even know what category they fall in.
Mm-hmm.
But they do like everything, like all content. And those are the type of people that I've noticed are like the most chill.
Wow. I'm glad that you found that, you know, because it definitely is hard to find people that are genuine in LA.
No, for sure. For sure.
Like, all right.
You know, trying to find a friend group in LA is like the hardest thing ever.
Because yeah.
People will use you to get somewhere. Like, oh my God, I have gone through so many friendships of people just trying to like use me to get to somebody else. And I'm like, bitch, what the fuck? I'm like, no, like LA people are so fake. It's so hard. And then once you find your genuine friend group and you just like have your clique and like you have your little squad, you're going to thrive in LA. And that's the one thing that makes people move out of LA so quickly, is because it is a fucking hard lifestyle to live here, especially to see like how expensive it is to live here. And like just the stigma that is built up in like people that live here, like having to like look good all the time, like people, it's fucking exhausting. And like, that's why people like can't stand LA. And like, mm-hmm. once you find like your group and like the people that you actually want to like surround you and like love you for you, it's like, you're chilling.
I totally agree. Once I found my girls,
yeah.
I absolutely love being here. But before I met really cool people, it was kind of exhausting just to live the LA lifestyle and then just not have anybody to share it with, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And you get so tied up in things in LA. It's awful. And it's like always good to just sit back and relax and be like, wait, I'm a normal person. Like, we literally, like, LA is literally like nothing else. Like, no other state is like California, or no other cities like LA, except maybe New York. And it's just like this lifestyle that you like are expected to like live up to is just insane.
But I think we're both killing it, so.
Yeah. I don't want to like make LA sound like it's the fucking worst place ever, because I'll never live anywhere else. Like, I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
And it's the most eclectic place that you could possibly live. Like, there's so many things you can do. It's the most amazing place. You just have to keep an eye out for some people. And I guess it's like that anywhere. Like, there's always going to be people that aren't good.
Mm-hmm. I agree. All right. Well, let's wrap this up with the last question. It's a little bit sentimental, but what would you tell your 16-year-old self right now, if you could, with all of your life lessons and experience and all that you've learned now, what would you tell yourself?
I would tell myself, things are going to get better, because I used to not think that I'd ever be able to come out to my family or like whatever, that things will get better. Keep pushing, because if I didn't fucking push as hard as I did, I wouldn't be in LA right now, and I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing, and I wouldn't be driving the car that I'm driving. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to dream of the shit that I'm doing currently, and now that I've pushed myself to not even my maximum, I'm like, literally, like, I can push like 10 billion times harder to get to where I want to be. And that's always going to be my motto. If I were like 40 and be like, what would you tell your 20-year-old self? Like, I would still say the same thing. Like, keep pushing. Like, you're going to do amazing. Like, things are just going to, and things and opportunities are always going to be like there for you. So keep working towards it.
I love that answer. That was great. Well, thank you so much for coming on my podcast. I seriously think you are so inspiring, and I'm so glad that we actually got to get to know each other a little bit more.
Oh, like, I want to sit down and like ask you these questions.
We will. We will soon.
Like, I'm so thankful for this. I love doing little like podcasts and interviews like this. Like, I had two friends like from back home do something similar like this with me, and it was for their podcast. And it's just like so nice to like share with people that you have even, oh my God, I can't speak, but you haven't even like talked to in like a while, or like you haven't really like actually sat down and talked to and like have just been acquaintances. Like, it's so nice to like learn about people and just like learn what people are doing. That's why I love this stuff. Like, I agree.
Well, we will definitely have to, well, you have to get to know me, honey, because I'm fun.
Yes. Like, oh, come on.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'm going to let you get back to work, but thank you so much. Last thing, plug yourself. Give us all your ads.
So my Instagram is just jake.fleming, which is FLEMING. There's no double M. Don't get it twisted. And then my Depop is just Jake Fleming. My Twitter is it's Jake Flem. My TikTok is the same as my Twitter, and my YouTube is just Jake Fleming, so super easy.
Awesome.
Fleming, and it'll pop right up.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you so much, and we will talk soon.
Thank you so much. Have a good rest of your day, girly.
You too. Bye. Bye.
Thank you guys so freaking much for listening to today's episode. But wait, before you go, please, please, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. Seriously, it helps me out a lot because I'm a fresh baby podcaster over here. So please rate and review, and I will see you guys next Friday. Bye.